Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. It says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit through the bond of peace. My dear brothers and sisters, unity is so important in the eyes of God that He actually takes it seriously to ensure that every effort towards unity is blessed. You know, I'm remembering a joke once a woman made to a friend. She said, my husband and I have a wonderful marriage. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him, and there's nothing he wouldn't do for me. And so we go through life doing nothing for each other. Now, it's amusing to hear, and probably you would have smiled at that, but tragic when it's reality. Such an attitude, my dear brothers and sisters, is harmful, not just in marriage, but in business, in church, and all relationships. Some people join a group mainly for personal gain. They want others to support them so they can enjoy the praise. But in the end, this mindset damages both them and the team's potential. I like what President Wilson wisely said. He beautifully quoted this, and I quote it to you. It says, you are not here merely to make a living. You are here to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget the errand. Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, when we use people for our own benefit, we ultimately fail. Unity takes work. I repeat, unity takes work. It means replacing criticism with encouragement, answering complaints with gratitude, and gently redirecting self-centeredness toward the greater collective purpose. I like Apostle Paul's instruction, and he reminds us that unity in the Spirit doesn't happen automatically. It is the result of intentional and consistent effort. Amen. The question is, how do we apply the scripture to our personal lives? I will give you a few pointers. Number one, in marriage, look for daily ways to serve your spouse rather than keeping score. Small acts of kindness strengthen bonds, right? Secondly, in the workplace, contribute to the team's success without seeking personal glory. Share credit generously. Thirdly, in the church, protect unity by speaking well of others, praying for them, and focusing on the mission over personal preference. Fourthly, in friendships, be intentional about encouragement and avoid letting petty issues drive a wedge. And lastly, and fifthly, personally, when you feel wronged, choose the path of peace over retaliation. Right? Amen? Let's pray. Our Father, we are so, so grateful to you that you are a God who cherishes unity. And Lord, your word says when you see unity, you command a blessing. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for calling us into the unity of your Holy Spirit. Abba Father, we pray that you will help us to be a peacemaker in every relationship. Guard our hearts from selfish ambition and give us a willingness to serve others with humility. Abba Father, I also pray that you will teach us to replace criticism with encouragement, complaints with gratitude, and pride with love. Lord, I pray that may our actions draw people closer together and bring glory to your holy name, O Father. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise, the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend ahead of you. Remember to go to church and fellowship together in unity, giving glory to Jesus and build his kingdom together. God bless you, and bye for now.